Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is our happiness expert, and she's also a communication strategist. She's also the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we asked Keita to join us on a regular basis to help us get ourselves out of the doldrums, to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic, that balance thing. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Jim, so glad to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you here. And one of the things I've talked about maybe as much as anything on my show over the last 15 and a half years has been the gaining and maintaining some kind of balance between your business and your personal life, whatever that personal life is, whether you're single or married or have children or if you own your business long enough, you'll probably go through all those things as I've done. And one of the things that I've said, Keita, and I'd like your comment on it, is that our small businesses, We've a very fine seam between it and our personal life. It's very, very difficult many times to differentiate between our personal and our business life. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. It's because it's our baby. Our business is basically our next baby or our additional baby. Then we are looking after it as we would our own children and thinking of them and our business 24/7. And sometimes, as you've said, the lines get blurred. You know, you're working the 10, 12 hours, but then you're bringing home an extra worry, an extra project, an extra presentation, an extra business strategy, and you're working on it. And, you know, you get a tug on your sleeve, and it's either, the little one saying, gee, Dad, gee, Mom, do you want to play for 20 minutes, or can we read a book, or do you want to watch a show together? Mm-hmm. All those kind of questions come at you, and, hey, you know, wait a minute, just a few minutes, and I've been guilty of it.
I've got to return this email, or I've got to return this call, or I can't do it right now, or whatever. Yeah, and the thing is it just seems like there are times when it's difficult to be in the moment with, and listen, it's getting worse, Keita, because when I, 25 years ago, when I started my business, the technology wasn't there. You could actually get away a little bit, but now it's, we've got USB cords coming out of our heads, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And the thing is, it's the question here of being absolutely, and the best word I have for this is mindful, that we are mindful of the fact it's time to unplug. We be mindful of the fact that our children, our child, our wife, our partner needs attention, because those things only come once, and then once that moment, that time, that day is gone, it's gone.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. And, the interesting thing, though, is the same thing, the technology, the same thing that creates this blurring and maybe causes us to lose the moment, actually, if we use it mindfully, as you say, can actually turn into something that gives us back those moments, because we can manage those things. You know, the biggest concern you have as a small business owner is missing an opportunity with a customer. Well, the technology helps us manage those relationships better now, I think. What do you think?
I think so, and the fact of the matter is you can have that technology work for you, as you're saying, Jim. If, let's say, you need an extra half hour of time with the family in the night, then you do get up a little earlier in the morning. Mm-hmm. And in that half hour, you have maybe covered off your emails, or you have a software program that allows you to send out prospecting emails, let's say through AWeber or something mm-hmm. like that, that you can then have someone or something else do the job for you. And that's part of the balancing act is also delegating.
When my consulting business was the first one I started in 89, my kids were still young, and what we have in the form of a thumb drive, a USB drive today that costs, $12, the forerunner of that was a removable hard drive, and they cost $750.
Yeah.
And I bought two of them so that I could take my work home from one computer downtown to my computer at home, and that way I could get home for dinner, tuck my kids in at night, and then after they were in bed, I'd go downstairs to my home office, put that removable hard drive in, and I would work late. But that technology, and it cost me $1,500, but that technology allowed me to be somewhere else at the right time. It's easier and less expensive to do that now. The truth is, if you are mindful, you can pull it off these days better, I think, than even before. What do you think?
You can for sure. In other words, you are then prioritizing your time. Yep. You're not allowing external events, whether it be your family or your business, rule you. You are controlling both of them by prioritizing and planning. And that's what you did 25 years ago.
Yeah. And so that's what you have to do. But it's still, the really tough part is when the business is young, Keita.
Yeah.
When you're just trying to get the business off the ground, there's so many unknowns, there's so much risk involved, there's so much, and you're torn between, okay, I need to spend time with my family, but if I don't spend enough time with my business, I can't provide for my family. That's the balance,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That is balance. That's when we talk perhaps with our spouse or partner, and we say, look, it's going to be difficult the next 2 or 3 years mm-hmm. in the sense that I'm going to need my time here.
Right.
You're going to have to play solo parent or solo right. Spouse for a bit.
Yeah.
And that's happened in many families. I can't think of any families I know where there is an entrepreneur in the family.
Keita, hold on to that yeah. thought, because I wonder, before we take the quick break, you've got a telesummit coming up, don't you, quickly?
I sure do. I've got a telesummit just for business owners like yours.
On this topic.
Yep.
On this topic, coming up when? August 15th through the 25th?
August 15th through the 25th, and it starts this Thursday, and we'll talk about some of the experts and where people can go to register.
HappinessFormulaForParents.com. HappinessFormulaForParents.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.